我本来是很喜欢的，我如果worship at all the young girls in your room, all glories unto you, all glories unto you. Or you who dress yourself in such a way as to increase Lord Damodara's love and attachment for you. O Queen of Vrindavan, which is the pleasure grove, Lord Hari. O New Moon, who has arisen from the ocean of King Vrishabhan. O Friend of Lalita, O you who make Vishakha loyal to you, due to your wonderful qualities of friendliness, kindness, and faithfulness to Krishna. O you who are filled with compassion, O you who, whose divine characteristics are described by the great sages Sanaka, Sanatana, O Radha, please be merciful to me. Shri Radharani ki, Shri Gopala ki. So today we'll read from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Just a show of hands, I see some new devotees here. Who's here for the first time? Okay, good. I'd like to welcome you on this very auspicious day. We'll, for the new devotees that are here, we'll try to describe a little about Srimati Radharani, where she fits in. Her personality is astounding. In fact, great personalities try not to describe her glories, because her glories are far beyond what they could even glorify. They felt completely unqualified to speak about such a great personality. Sukadeva Goswami, who spoke Srimad Bhagavatam, he felt, even though he was the parent of Srimati Radharani in the spiritual world, he felt unqualified to glorify her. And therefore, he mentioned Srimati Radharani's name indirectly in the Srimad Bhagavatam. That's one reason. Although another reason is that Sukadeva Goswami, because he was the parent of Srimati Radharani, if he mentioned the name of Srimati Radharani, he would immediately go into so much ecstasy. He would faint just by repeating a name. And he would have gone into that state of great love and ecstasy, and then he would not be able to speak the Bhagavatam. So in order to give us the glories of the Lord, he refrained himself from repeating the name Srimati Radharani. So we chant the name of Radharani, nothing astounding happens. And naturally, there's a reason for that. So we'll try to share why that is so. Okay, so you can please repeat. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya
Advaita Chandra Jaya Bhura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya
Advaita Chandra Jaya Bhura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya
Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
We're
reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, chapter 4, Adi Lila, Confidential Reason for the Lord's Appearance, text number 71.
Krishna Prema Bhavita Yandra Chitendriya Kaya Krishna Nija Shakti Vada Kidrara Sahaya.
Please repeat.
Krishna Prema.
Krishna Prema.
Love for Lord Krishna.
Love for Lord Krishna.
Bhavita.
Bhavita.
Seek in.
Seek in.
Yandra.
Yandra.
Whose.
Whose.
Chitam.
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 Mind.
Indriya,
Indriya,
senses,
senses.
Kaya,
Kaya,
body,
body.
Krishna,
Krishna,
Lord Krishna.
Nitya Shakti,
his own energy.
Radha,
Srimati Radhavani.
Kridara,
of pastimes. Sahaya, companion. Translation and purport by his Divine Srila Prabhupada. Her mind, senses, and body are steeped in love for Krishna. She is Krishna's own energy and she helps him in his pastimes. Please repeat. Her mind, senses, and body are steeped in love for Krishna.
She is Krishna's own energy
and she helps him in his pastimes. Purport by his Divine Vishnu Prabhupada. Srimati Radhavani is as fully spiritual as Krishna. No one should consider her to be material. She is definitely not like an ordinary conditioned soul who have material bodies, gross and subtle, covered by material senses. She is all spiritual. Both her body and her mind are the same spiritual embodiment. Because her body is spiritual, her senses are also spiritual. Thus her body, mind and senses fully shine in love of Krishna. She is the personified Ladini Shakti, the pleasure-giving energy of the Lord's internal potency. And therefore she is the only source of enjoyment for Sri Krishna. Sri Krishna cannot enjoy anything that is internally different from him. Therefore Radha and Sri Krishna are identical. The Sandini portion of Sri Krishna's internal potency has manifested all the attractive form of Sri Krishna, and the same internal potency in the Ladini feature has presented Srimati Radhavani, who is the attraction for all attractive. No one can match Srimati Radhavani in her transcendental pastimes of Sri Krishna. Translation again. Her mind, senses and body are steeped in love for Krishna. She is Krishna's own energy and she helps him in his pastimes. Om Magyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurumalitam Yena Tasme Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manopistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Charu Swamini Namine Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesa Sunyavadi Prasthata Desatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadada Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye. My dear devotees can come closer. Get a chair for them. Can put some chairs in there instead. the aspect of Srimati Radharani. Now, generally when people come to spiritual life, because they come into spiritual life from the material platform, with a material mind, with material senses, that means a material paradigm, they see things which are spiritual from the material platform. When people come and they see Srimati Radharani, they see Lord Krishna, immediately a man who sees Srimati Radharani, he'll see Srimati Radharani and think, like my girlfriend. Or if a lady comes and she sees Krishna, then she will perceive Krishna and relate to Krishna and put a impression, project an impression that yes, just like my boyfriend. So therefore you find Prabhupada in all his lectures on Radhastami, the first point he tries to establish, and he makes this point very, very emphatic, that Radha and Krishna are not like your normal girlfriend and boyfriend situation in material world. They are not material. They are not conditioned souls. In fact, it's described that the material world is a perverted reflection of the spiritual world. So whatever exists in the spiritual world, diametrically opposed to that, exists in the material world. So we have the attraction between male and female in the material world. Why is that attraction there? Where does it originate? It exists because the originality of that is in the spiritual world. It's the attraction between the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, the all pure personality, the all attractive personality, to the Supreme Divine Mother, Goddess of Fortune, the origin of the Goddess of Fortune, Srimati Radharani. And this attraction is natural within them, okay, which we'll describe. So we in the material world have a perverted attraction of the original attraction that exists between the divine supreme couple. And in the material world, we exploit that relationship. In the spiritual world, that relationship is not exploited. In fact, that relationship is centered around giving pleasure to Krishna. This is the sum and substance of everything that exists and why it exists. The only reason we exist, the only reason the material world exists, the only reason why the spiritual exists, the only reason why anything exists is to give pleasure to Krishna. Anything outside that is what we call Maya. And therefore, if we live outside that concept of giving pleasure to Krishna, then we are isolated in the material world, which is the prison house. So Srimati Radharani, she, as described here, is not different from Krishna. Prabhupada describes, when you want to enjoy, what do you need? We hope you all like to enjoy and try to enjoy. What do you need if you want to enjoy? Do you need anything? You need a party. What's in the party? Right? You need money? Yeah? But just, if you have money, if I have money, can I really enjoy? Just having the money. I can say, okay, here's ₹1,000,000, just keep it and you'll enjoy. Will you enjoy? No. What do you need to do? Okay, you need someone to enjoy. Very good. You can have all the opulence and all the facilities, but if you don't have someone to enjoy with, it's boring. Besides all the facilities, you need your senses, you need your body, and you need the sense objects to stimulate and satisfy the senses. But if you have all the objects and you have good senses, and the objects can satisfy or give pleasure to the senses, but if there isn't anyone to enjoy with in relation to, then that's not going to really give you real enjoyment. The example is given, if you're running a race, 100 meter race, you're running the Olympia, and you want to break the world record. You've been training for years and years and years. So there you are, on the day of the event, and you're fully absorbed, you focus, and the gun, you hear the gunshot and you run. And you put all your energy and effort trying to break the world record. And you break the world record. Will you be ecstatic? Yeah, you'll be ecstatic. In fact, you'll be jumping in ecstasy. But if there's no crowd and nobody to witness, will you be happy? Yeah, whole thing is spoiled. You would wish, I wish my friends were here, I wish everybody was here. Now, what if there are hundreds of people in the audience? The stadium is packed. Whole of South Africa wants to get into the stadium. There are people all over, and you hit, you break the world record. And everybody cheers, and everyone raises their hands, and they're clapping, and they're whistling, and they're jumping up and down. How will you feel? Totally elated. So Krishna, he is the supreme, all-powerful personality of Godhead. And because he's the supreme, all-powerful personality of Godhead, he doesn't have to work. Otherwise, he wouldn't be powerful. If you're powerful, you don't need to work. Because with your power, you can get others to work. So because Krishna is the supreme, all-powerful personality of Godhead, the only thing he does is enjoy. Therefore, Krishna has a flute. In the material world, we said it's perverted. We are all trying to be Krishna instead of trying to be Krishna Das. In fact, instead of trying to be the servants of Krishna, we are trying to be Krishna. We then put ourselves in the shoes of Krishna. But there is only one God, and that is already taken. That post is eternally booked. Sorry, no vacancies. We have plenty of vacancies for Das, but not for Ishwar. That post is taken. Now, Krishna, he enjoys. Therefore, in the material world, we also want to enjoy. We also want to have a good time. We don't want to work hard. We also want to just play our flute and just have a good time, go on holiday. But that happens in the spiritual world. Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. He's the all-powerful personality. Now, Krishna, he is all powerful and he can enjoy in amazing ways. One way he enjoys is by extending himself in unlimited features and forms. Now this is amazing. If you want to enjoy, so isn't it to enjoy we need to get go to a party. So you want to go to the party and enjoy. But some people they want to enjoy, let's say, by swimming. So they want to go swim. Some people enjoy by going on a picnic, so they go on a picnic. Some people enjoy by doing other recreational activities. Now if you want to enjoy all the activities at the same time, it's not possible. But for Krishna, he can expand himself in unlimited forms, which we call Vishnu Tattva. All different types of expansion. And in each expansion, Krishna can enjoy different environments and facilities and with different people. So just as Krishna expands as Balaram, as Lord Ramachandra, as Narayan, as the different incarnations on the one side, and he's all powerful, his potency, the power, he's the all powerful person. because he has power. And that power, that shakti, that energy that he has, also expands outside him. Just like if somebody is doing some weightlifting. So he's doing weightlifting and he's becoming powerful or strong. He's becoming, he's increasing his strength. Therefore we say he is strong. But he's strong because he has great strength, which he has built within his body. Without that strength, he's nothing. So that strength is compared to the shakti, the energy. And Srimati Radharani is that energy. Here the term is defined as Ladini Shakti, the pleasure potency. So just as Krishna expands, the pleasure potency also expands. So Srimati Radharani, she's the personification of Krishna's pleasure potency. And she expands as Sita. She expands with all the queens in Dwarka. She expands with all the gopis in the spiritual world. She expands as all the Lakshmis, the goddess of fortune. And she also expands as Durga. The shadow reflection of Srimati Radharani is Durga here. The material, the warden of the material energy. So it's described that Srimati Radharani, she has only one desire, and that is to please Krishna. That's her only desire. She has no other desire besides to please Krishna. Therefore, she is described to be the greatest devotee. Of all the devotees, she has the greatest love for Krishna. That love is so great that she says, even if by me giving pleasure to Krishna, I suffer in return, then that is my greatest pleasure. Compare that in the material world. You love someone, right? And by you serving that person, you get so frustrated. You are inflicted with so much austerity and difficulty. You have to go through so much sacrifice and torment. But the person you are serving feels so much joy. Would you continue serving that person? Or would you file for divorce? This is unfair. I am struggling and suffering and feeling so much distress and you are happy. This is unfair. Because in the material world, what goes on in the name of love is actually perverted. It's lust. It's you satisfy my senses. In the spiritual world, Srimati Radharani does not consider her desires or her pleasure. Her pleasure is giving Krishna pleasure. And she also says that if by me serving Krishna, I feel the greatest joy, but Krishna is displeased, then that is my greatest displeasure. So this is real love. And because of this great attraction and affection between Radha and Krishna, Krishna basically becomes subservient to the love of Srimati Radharani. Srila Prabhupada describes that Krishna God is all-powerful, the Supreme Personality of God. But love is greater than God. Krishna becomes subservient to the love of his devotees. If you see in all different pastimes of the Lord, because of the love a devotee has, Krishna becomes subservient to that love. Arjuna on the battlefield, he was a dear friend of Krishna. But because of that love, Krishna became his charioteer. Sudama Vipra, because of the love of that Sudama had for Krishna, Krishna even washed his feet. If you see, even Lord Ramachandra worshipped Lord Shiva. Why? Because of the love that Lord Shiva has for Lord Ramachandra. So similarly, because Radharani has the greatest love, we can imagine Krishna will definitely become subservient to that love, because he's controlled by that love. So the glories of Srimati Radharani, we should not mistake her to be ordinary. She is extraordinary, she is totally transcendental. She has many, many divine qualities. And her appearance was extraordinary. She appeared on a golden lotus. Her mother and father, Vrishabhanu and Kirtida, they performed great austerities. In their previous life, they were great devotees and they performed austerities for 10,000 years. It's interesting, if you read scripture, many, many great personalities wanted to get darshan of Radharani, because she's the Divine Mother, she's the Supreme Goddess. So many great personalities wanted to actually not even just to chant her name, what to talk about seeing her, just to get the blessing to chant her name. They had to perform severe austerities for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. And only after performing thousands and thousands and thousands of years of austerity, when Srimati Radharani was pleased, were they able to actually get darshan of Radharani. And here we are, we can chant the names of Radharani, we can glorify the qualities of Radharani. How is that possible? Did we perform thousands and thousands and thousands of lifetimes of years and years of austerity? No. The only reason we are able to assemble and hear about the glories of Srimati Radharani is because of the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. He gave us, he made our piety, he created our piety. So Srimati Radharani, when she appeared blind. She was the most beautiful personality, most beautiful baby. In fact, when she appeared, everyone, immediately when they saw this beautiful baby, they could immediately understand, this is the goddess of fortune that has appeared. But she was born blind. So this was contradictory. The most amazing personality in the universe, born blind. So Narad Muni, he saw this appearance and he wanted to get darshan of Srimati Radharani. So he came to Vrishabhanu's place and there was a whole ceremony. So he asked, Vrishabhanu, you please give me this baby. I'd like to hold this baby. Now he knows who the baby is. This is none other than the Supreme Mother. Vrishabhanu brought the baby and gave the baby to Narad Muni. And as soon as the baby touched Narad Muni, he put the baby on his lap, he went into ecstasy just by touching Srimati Radharani. And he prayed to this baby that you please show me your eternally youthful form. So then Srimati Radharani gave Narad Muni the vision of her eternally youthful form. And then they had this elaborate ceremony of glorifying the appearance of Radharani. And Nanda Maharaj brought Krishna, baby Krishna, who's 15 days elder. He appeared 2 weeks ago, so he's 15 days elder. And he appeared in the house of Vrishabhanu. And it's described that the baby, Srimati Radharani, was there. And her eyes were closed, she was blind. So Krishna, he crawled up onto the bed and seeing Srimati Radharani, he began to weep in ecstasy. And a tear dropped on Srimati Radharani and she opened her eyes. And she got darshan of Krishna. Her love was so intense that she would not see any other person. Her faith, her chastity to Krishna was so intense that she would not see any other person. We know in this material world there are many great personalities who are said to be chaste. Gandhari. When Gandhari got married to Dhritarashtra, as a faithful wife, she said, my husband is blind, therefore I'm going to blindfold myself. Sita Devi. Sita Devi, she was completely chaste. Draupadi, so many great personalities. In Vedic culture, it's described a chaste wife would never be seen by any other person. Even the sun would not see that person. Therefore, you find she's always covered with a veil, or she's in a palanquin covered. Nowadays, it's totally different. But here we find Srimati Radharani, she didn't want to even see someone as a baby other than Krishna. Because her whole personality is imbued with love for Krishna. This verse says, her mind, senses and body are steeped in love for Krishna. When you're in love with someone, you only want to think, hear and dream about them. So when Srimati Radharani, her senses, her mind, her body, everything is steeped in love for Krishna, she can only think, see, dream, speak, act for Krishna. Therefore, Krishna reciprocates with her in astounding ways. In Vedic culture, this is also important, that when a baby is born, the first picture you want to show the baby is also of Krishna. Because the first impression is the lasting impression. So when the baby sees Krishna, then the baby will remember Krishna, and hopefully at the time of death, this imprint will surface. They also take honey, and they on the tongue of the baby they write Sri Ram, or they write the name of Krishna. The sweetest substance, to write the sweetest name, so the child can remember Krishna. And Srimati Radharani, she basically only remembers Krishna. So then Radharani, she was growing up, and Krishna was growing up, and these are divine personalities, so they're eternally related in the spiritual world, eternally. There are many pastimes, one pastime, and that's related, you'll see on the altar, we have Srimati Radharani's lotus feet. Now it's described, there was one great devotee, Jayadev Goswami. Jayadev Goswami, he was a great personality, a poet. He appeared a few centuries before Lord Chaitanya. He wrote a poem called Gita Govinda. And in this poem he was writing, he would actually hear the glory, he would actually see the glories of Radha and Krishna's pastime in his heart. He was totally pure, and therefore he was able to see the transcendental television in his heart. And he would see all the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, and he would then describe them. So one day he was seeing this pastime that was in his heart, where Lord Krishna was kneeling down and begging for Radharani's lotus feet to be placed on his head. So when he, you know, when he saw this, his intelligence conflicted with his heart. His heart, transcendental TV was showing Krishna kneeling down and begging Radharani, please put your lotus feet on my head. And his intelligence was saying, no, can't be. Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. How can he do this? You know, Radharani can't put her feet on Krishna's head. So he was writing this poem and he got stuck. He said, no, this doesn't seem right. You know, just like we bow to the lotus feet of the spiritual master, not the other way around. Other way inauspicious. So he didn't complete the poem. He closed his book and he went to bathe in the Ganges. In the meantime, Krishna, this guy as Jayadev Goswami, appears in his house, asks his wife, Padma, please bring my book. So Padma goes and brings the book. Krishna opens the book, completes the verse, closes the book, gives it to his wife, and leaves. Jayadev Goswami, he comes after bathing, and his wife said, that was quick. You just came, then you went. And he came again. So Jayadev said, I didn't come. He said, yes, you did. No, I didn't come. Then he said, okay, just give me a book. So she said, but you just took your book and you just, you know, wrote something. He said, no, I did it. He said, yes, you did. So he said, just bring it on and see what I did. So then he opened the book and he saw that that verse which he had incompleted was actually completed by Krishna. Exact wording that he, you know, thought was contradictory, he saw the verse completed. And immediately he fell at the feet of his wife. And he told his wife, you are so fortunate, you actually saw Krishna. Krishna came disguised in my form, and he completed his verse and you saw him. His wife, she fell down crying, lamenting, I'm so unfortunate, Krishna came in front of me and I couldn't even see. I couldn't even recognize. So here we see Krishna, he is desiring for the lotus feet of Radharani to be placed on his lotus head. And the reason we show Srimati Radharani's lotus feet, when on Gopastami, just after Govardhan Puja, we get one day called Gopastami. During Janmastami, I shared this pastime of Krishna, now he's elderly, or he's little elder now, he can now take the cows out. Normally he's herding the cows. Now he can take the cows out. So we won't tell you that pastime, but what happened was, because Krishna was now going to take the cows out, he felt, you know, distressed that Radharani cannot see me on the first day taking the cows out. So he felt disheartened. And he was sitting there lamenting. So Radharani's brother, Subal, came and he saw Krishna depressed, disheartened. So he asked Krishna, why are you so sad? So Krishna described why he was so sad. So then Radharani's brother said, no problem, I will bring Radharani. So Krishna was thinking, how are you going to do that? So he said, don't leave it to me. So then Subal goes to Radharani's home, and he comes into the house. So Radharani's mother-in-law, she asks Subal, something's wrong? So Subal said, no, I lost my calf. My calf, you know, is wandered around, and I think the cow's calf somewhere here. So then she didn't, you know, she wasn't so suspicious. She said, okay, no problem, find your calf and leave. So he said, okay. And it's explained that Radharani's brother looks practically exactly like Srimati Radharani. They have the same features. So he goes into the house and he knocks on Radharani's door. And Radharani opens and sees her brother, and she's very happy. And she says, he tells Krishna wants to meet you. So then Radharani says, how are we going to leave the house? Because the mother-in-law and sister-in-law, they're always on guard. They don't want Radha and Krishna to meet. So then Subal says, don't worry, I told your mother-in-law that I'm looking for my calf. You now, disguise, wear my clothes, so they exchange clothes, and now Radharani is wearing cowherd boy suit. Cowherd suit. She's wearing a dhoti and kurta. Okay. And Subal is now in the house, and Radharani says, if I'm going to wear my clothes, if I'm going to wear your clothes, then immediately I'll be detected. So then Subal says, no. You tell your mother-in-law that you got the calf underneath. See, so the calf is underneath. So that's okay. So now she bends like this, and the calf is underneath, and she's got the dhoti on, and she goes. In the spiritual world, the great personalities in the spiritual, they can imitate any sound. Like Krishna can speak every single language. He can speak parrot language, bird language, monkey language, every language. There's a beautiful passage of Prabhupada speaking monkey language. Prabhupada speaking in Vrindavan, Prabhupada communicating with the monkeys. So that in the spiritual world, the great person that they can speak any language. So Radharani, she imitated Subal's voice, and she told the mother-in-law, I found my calf, and then she slowly goes out. And then she comes where Krishna is, there, sitting. And immediately, she tells Krishna, I'm, you know, Subal here. And then Krishna sees, and then
He becomes very happy. So here we see Srimati Radharani, she's wearing dhoti. So when you wear dhoti, you can see your feet. So that is why the lotus feet of Radharani was visible on this day, Gopashtami, because she was wearing a dhoti. And every year, once a year, the devotees would reveal her lotus feet, which are exclusively for the divine pleasure of Lord Krishna. On Radha Ashtami, they also reveal the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. So generally twice a year they do that. Srimati Radharani has amazing qualities. There are 25 qualities, specific qualities of Srimati Radharani. We'll just go through those qualities. Among Radharani's innumerable transcendental attributes, she has 25 principal qualities. One, Radharani is very sweet and most charming to look at. Radha is the adolescent and always freshly youthful. Radhika's eyes are dew-like and restless. Sri Radha's face is smiling and ever blissful. Auspicious, beautiful lines adorn Sri Radha's lotus hands and feet. Radharani maddens Krishna with a fragrant bodily aroma. Srimati Radharani is the most exceptional singer and veena player. Radha's words are charming and pleasing. Radha is expert at telling jokes that delight Krishna. Srimati Radhika is exceptionally humble. Radha is the embodiment of mercy and compassion. Sri Radha's intelligence and wit surpasses all. Radharani is expert at performing all activities of love. Shyness is the shining gem in Radha's character. Srimati Radharani is the beacon light of modesty and never swerves from the path of honesty. Radha is never perturbed by worldly sorrows or miseries. Sri Radha has unbounded gravity and sublimity. Radhika is ever fascinated to unite herself with Krishna. Radha possesses Mahabhav, the highest sentiments of love. Radharani is the reservoir of loving affairs in Gokul. Radha's transcendental glories are shining in all the worlds. Sri Radha is the most affectionate to her superiors. Radhika is submissive to the love of her senior girlfriends. Radharani is the chief among Krishna's gopi lovers. Radha always keeps Sri Krishna under control. Krishna submissively obeys Radha's commands. So, in the spiritual world, it's described, even though Srimati Radharani is the greatest of all devotees, she does not directly want to serve Krishna. In fact, she describes that she gets 1,000 times more pleasure getting other devotees to serve Krishna directly than if she directly serves Krishna. So in the spiritual world, Radharani is always pushing everyone else to go serve Krishna. It's described that she is very humble. Even though she is expert, she would find another coward girl and she would say, "You expert in serving Krishna, you please go." So she's always pushing Krishna. And she's expert in every single art. She's expert in making garlands. She's expert in serving Krishna in every single way. And in order to serve Krishna in every single way, she expands herself in the different gopis. And she empowers each gopi to serve in a particular certain way. So because here, for example, is explained, she is most expert in joking with Krishna. So then she would empower one gopi to serve in that way. She's expert in making garlands. So she would empower another gopi to serve by making garlands. Prabhupada explains of all her qualities, she's expert in two most important qualities or features. One is her cooking and the other is her dancing. It's described that Srimati Radharani has been cooking for Krishna since time immemorial. And she will be cooking for Krishna since time immemorial. In the future, and she's been cooking for Krishna
and she'll keep cooking for Krishna. And the amazing thing is that she never repeats a single prep ever. So she would cook one prep and she would never repeat that prep ever again. So we can imagine how expert she must be in cooking. Her dancing, Prabhupada explains, she's expert at dancing, and Krishna finds great pleasure in her dancing. There are many descriptions. We will just read the beauty of Srimati Radhavani. Srimati Radhavani is 15 years old and full of luster of youth. Radhani is expert in all 64 fine arts, and her transcendental form is like an ocean of nectar. Radha's splendid bodily luster is like molten gold or stationary lightning. Radha wears wonderfully beautiful blue garments, and she is decorated with various pearls and flowers. Gandharvika, as Radha, is very beautiful and has long, nicely braided hair. Radha's splendid forehead is decorated with a red pigment, sindur, and with beautiful locks of curly hair. Decorated with blue bangles, she Radha's arms have defeated Cupid's staff with their beauty. Decorated with black mascara, Radhika's expanded lotus eyes are the most beautiful in all the three planetary systems. Radhika's nose is as beautiful as a sesame flower, and the tip is nicely decorated with a pearl. Anointed with careless perfumes, Sri Radha is splendidly beautiful. Radha's ears are decorated with wonderful earrings, and her nectarian lips defeat red lotus flowers. Srimati Radhika's teeth are a row of pearls, and her tongue is very beautiful. Decorated with a smile of pure love for Krishna, Radha's beautiful face is as splendid as millions of moons. The beauty of Radhika's chin has defeated and bewildered Cupid. Decorated with a drop of musk, Radhika's chin appears like a golden flower with a bumblebee. In the spiritual world, even though Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, everyone wants the mercy of Radhavani. Prabhupada describes, if you get the mercy of Radhavani, you will get the mercy of Krishna without fail. Therefore, when you go to Vrindavan, everyone in Vrindavan, they're not chanting Krishna. They're chanting Radhe Radhe. From the rickshawala to the shopkeeper, everyone is chanting Radhe Radhe. The rickshawala, when he's driving his rickshaw, in order to tell the animals, you know, move, instead of saying, hey, hut, hut, he's saying Radhe Radhe, Radhe Radhe. The shopkeepers, when they want to call you to buy, instead of saying, come here, they'll say Radhe Radhe, Radhe Radhe. Everyone in Vrindavan is calling the name of Srimati Radhika. Because Krishna is dear to Radhavani and Radhavani is dear to Krishna. And we said, because in the spiritual world, Radhavani is bringing everyone to Krishna. In the spiritual world, this is the highest activity of Radhavani, allowing everyone to serve Krishna. In the material world, that same activity in the material world is the devotees bringing the conditioned souls to serve Krishna. So Radhavani's favorite activity in the spiritual world is to engage other devotees to serve Krishna. The servants of Srimati Radhavani in the material world also give pleasure to Krishna. And the way they give pleasure to Krishna in the material world is by bringing souls, conditioned souls, to the lotus feet of Krishna. And the more conditioned souls you bring to Krishna in the material world, the greatest pleasure you give to Srimati Radhavani. And the more pleasure you give to Srimati Radhavani, the more pleasure you give to Krishna. So we can understand who has given the greatest pleasure in the material world to Srimati Radhavani. Srila Prabhupada. Because Srila Prabhupada has brought so many millions of souls to the lotus feet of Krishna by giving Krishna consciousness. Therefore we can understand who has given greatest pleasure to Radhavani. Srila Prabhupada. And therefore, we can conclude that Krishna is most pleased by Prabhupada bringing conditioned souls back to his shelter. Similarly, when the servants of Prabhupada go out and bring conditioned souls, connect conditioned souls, either to giving them prasad, or giving them the holy name, or giving them a BTG subscription, connecting them to Krishna consciousness, then this pleases Srimati Radharani the most. And this is how we can get her mercy. Prabhupada was very expert in the Hare Krishna mantra, which we chant, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. We find the word Hare. This word Hare is referring to Srimati Radharani. It's addressing Mother Hara. It's addressing Srimati Radharani. And therefore, every day we are praying to Radharani. We are begging Srimati Radharani, please give me your mercy. We are begging Krishna, please give me your mercy. And why we are begging for their mercy? What do we want in return? We want to be engaged in their service. We want to be reinstated in their service. And this is the perfection of life. So today we can pray to Srimati Radharani. She has a wonderful pose in many temples. She's standing like this. This pose is a mudra. And this mudra of Srimati Radharani is a mudra of blessing. She's showering her blessings. But this mudra also is a policeman mudra. Stop. So she's giving mercy to those who are sincere and following and seriously and trying to aspire to become servants of Krishna. But she is also there to protect. Don't give your nonsense to Krishna. Don't bring any of your nonsense and offer it to Krishna. So she's also protecting. So we can pray to Srimati Radharani, and by glorifying her, by chanting her name, we can get her blessings. And in this way, if we get her blessings, we'll get Krishna's blessings. Srimati Radharani ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. Are there any questions? So we'll just quickly go through these questions. Please talk about the differences and similarities between Srimati Radharani and Sri Balaram. Well, the similarity is they're both trying to serve Krishna. They both want to serve Krishna and they both want to please Krishna. Srimati Radharani only wants to please Krishna and Balaram also only wants to please Krishna. Differences, one is male and one is female. One has a feminine feature and one has a masculine feature. Balaram is Vishnu Tattva, and Radharani is the origin of Shakti Tattva. Okay, so that's the difference. There are many others. Balaram is white in color. Radharani is golden in color. Why doesn't Radharani wear tilak on her forehead? The tilak, it's not that Radharani cannot wear tilak. Radharani will wear anything that pleases Krishna. So, in the spiritual world, they wear different signs on their bodies, and she can wear tilak. The tilak is the footprint of Krishna with the lotus, two feet. So naturally, because Radharani is the origin of Tulsi, then she can't wear herself on herself. It's contradictory. Okay. But if it pleases Krishna, then she can do that. She has her own tilak also, without the Tulsi leaf, because she can wear the lotus foot of Krishna on the forehead, but she won't have the Tulsi. In the translation of purport, it mentions help. Does this mean it is some difficult task that one might need help, or is it just a term used? serving this purpose or another purpose? Because I can't find the word help. In the translation, oh, she helps him in his pastimes. Yeah, she helps him in his pastimes. So the one he facilitates Krishna's pastimes. She aids Krishna. It's not that Krishna needs help. You know, he's struggling. No, Krishna is all powerful. But Radhavani is not separate from Krishna. It's Krishna's internal potency. So he's using all the energies to aid his pleasure, to help his pleasure. Okay? So it's not like in the material terms where somebody's lacking and needing help. In fact, Krishna is doing everything by himself. Even if we're not there to serve him, he'll make arrangements to get his pleasure. Okay? So it's not like he's lacking in any way. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that we worship Krishna because Radharani loves him. Please explain. Well, we worship Radha Krishna, therefore we chant Hare Krishna. We cannot worship Krishna separately from Radharani, and we cannot worship Radharani separate from Krishna. Okay, so the worship of Radha and Krishna is complete. And if you worship Krishna, you please Radharani. If you worship Radharani, you please Krishna. Srimati Radhavani was extraordinary, transcendental and spiritual, steeped in love for Krishna, but was also married to someone else. How do we explain this arrangement? And who was she married to? Yes. These pastimes of the Lord are inconceivable. We don't have enough time to actually elaborately describe these pastimes. In the spiritual world, Krishna makes all extraordinary arrangements to increase his pleasure. And one way he does this is he gets Radharani to be married to his shadow. Now Krishna and Krishna's shadow are not different, because Krishna is omnipotent, absolute. Everything connected that is connected to Krishna is also omnipotent and absolute. Okay? Krishna's name is omnipotent and absolute. Krishna's form is omnipotent and absolute. Everything in relation to Krishna. So even Krishna's shadow is not different from Krishna. So Radharani, to increase the pastime and the relish in the spiritual world, the excitement, the entertainment, the transcendental entertainment, Radharani gets married to Abhimanyu, who is Krishna's shadow. And it's interesting. In fact, it's inconceivable. We cannot appreciate or understand with our mundane mind. Radharani never touches Abhimanyu. Okay, and the whole pastime is facilitated so that she can meet Krishna. So this is what happens. If you want to know more, we can discuss later. But that person is Abhimanyu, which is Krishna's shadow. Everyone talks about devotees and all their good acts. Why is it that they fight and argue sometimes? I thought worshipping God would be foremost in their minds. Yes, again, it's inconceivable. When we talk about devotees, we talk about devotees, and when we talk about aspiring devotees, we talk about aspiring devotees. So devotees never fight on the material plane. Okay? Aspiring devotees may fight on the material plane, because we have conditioned qualities. Aspiring means you're not perfect. Aspiring means you're struggling with lust, anger, greed, jealousy, envy, madness, illusion. And you need all these things to be purified. And therefore in Vrindavan, one way they purify all these qualities that are there in your heart, which allow you to fight or exploit or whatever, they take shelter of Radha and Krishna. It's described, one of Krishna's qualities is that he's crooked. He's bent and also he's crooked. The gopis, they tell Krishna, you are a cheater, you're very crooked. You're like a hook. And you hook our heart and you steal away our heart. So therefore in Vrindavan, the devotees, they like to chant glorification. They say Jai Jai Radhe Shyam. And one time, you know, Bhagavan was explaining the significance of this. Why it's Jai Jai Radhe Shyam. Okay, so we already described Shyam is like a hook. Okay, and many of you know how they chant. Okay, so we can show the new guests what they do in Vrindavan. Okay, so everyone, they normally everyone they raise their hands. Okay, and they chant after a count three. 1, 2, 3. Jai Jai Radhe. And they do that three times. Jai Jai Radhe. Jai Jai Radhe. So they say that when you chant Jai Jai Radhe, then you get the mercy of Radhavani, and Krishna becomes pleased, and as the hook, he goes into your mouth, into your heart. And because we're chanting Radhe, Krishna goes quickly in, and as a hook, he then pulls out all the lust, anger, greed, jealousy, envy, madness, illusion, all the impurities. And when he pulls out all that and you get completely purified, then you will not fight on the material platform. But in the spiritual world, you will fight. Therefore, of the gopis, there are 16,000 gopis. Of the 16,000 gopis, 108 are the most important of principle. Out of the 108, 8 are said to be the most principal. And of the 8, 2 are said to be the most exalted and principal. Chandravani and Radhavani. And of the 2, Radhavani is said to be the most exalted. Now, Chandravani and Radhavani, here's what they do. What do? They fight. So we're imitating their fighting in the material world. That's why we said it's a perverted reflection. See, so sometimes when devotees fight, depending if they're pure devotees and you see them fighting, there may be one is in Radhavani's camp and the other is in Chandravani's camp. See? And therefore they're fighting. Radhavani, you know, their shield, you know, anyway, we don't go into the details, but they have the different qualities. Chandravali and Radhavani, the chemistry don't match. They have a transcendental chemistry problem. For the pleasure of Krishna, they're both pleasing Krishna. Radhavani pleases Krishna, Chandravali pleases Krishna. This is the whole excitement in spiritual. Spiritual is not boring. It's not everybody is like on the same platform, everybody is shanti, 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 peaceful, peaceful, peaceful. No, it's boring then. Krishna creates these different types of excitements. They are all different. There are 5 principal rasas and there are 12 other flavors that excite these rasas. Fear, anger, chivalry, godliness. They all excite these different relationships. So this is all happening in the spiritual world. Okay, so pure devotees, they obviously act in a perfect way. Conditioned souls may have difficulty, but still we continue chanting the names of Srimati Radhavani, chanting the names of the Lord, and in this we become purified, and when we become totally purified, then we will have wonderful dealings. Why are the same devotees gracious towards the other races? I came here to pray, but sometimes I go home after hearing what people or devotees say about other races and wonder why I came here. Again, we should understand there are different levels. Just like in a spiritual world, there are different levels of gopis. So in Krishna consciousness also, there are different levels. So we may get a new devotee who comes to the temple, and just like we said, sometimes we put a mundane perception on Radha and Krishna. So if one is born in South Africa, one may be exploited and, you know, conditioned in a racist way. So when one comes to spiritual life, then that may also come. Somebody may say, oh, this is Krishna is black. And Balaram is white. So you people are also into black and white. I don't know where Lord Chaitanya is, but he's golden. See? So that may be there. But that is not spiritual. Spiritual life transcends all different barriers of race, of gender, of creed, of religion. Real Krishna consciousness transcends all these different barriers. So if you come to Krishna consciousness and you hear something that is against Krishna consciousness, you shouldn't be discouraged. Because if you're hearing something which is against Krishna consciousness, that is not Krishna consciousness. That is Maya. And not everyone is on the same platform. So Prabhupada said the process is perfect, the philosophy is perfect, but the practitioners may not be. So we tolerate the practitioners, we try to encourage the practitioners so that we can become perfect by following the perfect philosophy. Krishna consciousness is so powerful, we see Lord Chaitanya, he went to the forest, Jalakanda forest. Lord Chaitanya is Lord Krishna in the mood of Srimati Radhavani. He's assumed the mood of Radhavani. And in that mood of Radhavani, he wants to give love to everyone. Whether you are black, whether you are white, whether you are Indian, whether you are Jew, whether you are Tamil, whether you are whatever. Whether you're an animal, whether you're a bird, whether you're a beast, it doesn't matter. Whether you're poor, whether you're rich, whether you're ugly, whether you're beautiful, whether you're thin, whether you're fat, it doesn't matter. Lord Chaitanya wants to give in the mood of Srimati Radhavani. So here we see Lord Chaitanya, he wants to give in that mood. So he goes to the forest of Jalakanda and he gives that love of Krishna to everyone, to the animals. What's the word of human beings? We see there Lord Chaitanya in the mood of Srimati Radhavani. Because Jagali had hit Lord Nityananda. If you commit an offense to a devotee, Radhavani will be most displeased. So Lord Nityananda, he was hit by Jagali. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya was ready to kill him, even in that mood of Srimati Radhavani. But Lord Nityananda told him, no, you've come in the mood of Radhavani. Therefore exhibit, show proof that you can deliver. So Lord Chaitanya even delivered the most rascals of all personalities, Jagai Madai. They were rascal number one. They did every sinful activity in the sinful book that you could think of. But they were delivered. So this is the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. He's come to deliver the most fallen. So we need to educate ourselves. We are given the most powerful process. We are given exposure to the most amazing personalities, Srimati Radhavani and Lord Krishna, Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda. Therefore we are given the most precious gift. Take full advantage of that gift by taking advantage of these auspicious days and praying with great humility to these great personalities that we can perfect our life. There will be many obstacles in your spiritual life. We want to overcome all these obstacles, and in this way we can perfect our Krishna consciousness. And Prabhupada, in one lecture that we heard this morning, Prabhupada says, if you chant Hare Krishna and you take Krishna Prasad, then you will perfect your life and you will meet Radhavan Krishna face to face. So let us glorify them, let us take their Prasad, and in this way we will meet face to face. Shri Radha Mahavatsa Ki, Shri Prabhupada 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 Ki, Shri